ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। डेट इज 9th March 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू चिल्ड्रन हैव टू रिमेंबर द फादर एंड हिज ऑक्यूपेशन एंड वर्च्यूज। इट इज ओनली बाय हैविंग रिमेंबरेंस दैट यू विल बिकम कॉन्करर्स ऑफ सिनफुल एक्शंस एंड द डर्ट ऑफ वाइसेस विल बी बर्नड अवे। क्वेश्चन, विच चिल्ड्रन are able to imbibe this knowledge very easily? Answer: 1. The children who don't have any old wrong sanskars and whose intellects continue to become pure with remembrance will be able to imbibe knowledge very well. 2. The imperishable jewels of knowledge are only able to stay in a pure intellect. 3. Your food should be very pure. When you eat it after offering it to the Father, you will be able to imbibe knowledge very well. By imbibing knowledge, you can become a Muralidhar. Song, the heart desires to call out to you. Om Shanti. Souls call out to the Supreme Soul. If you simply say soul, they would say that the soul is beyond sound, and this is why they say an embodied soul. Souls call out to the Supreme Soul. Look where the intellects of devotees go in terms of the Supreme Soul. Human beings don't understand anything because they think that God is omnipresent. So where would their intellects go? Because of believing Him to be omnipresent, they say that all are forms of God. They call out to Him, but their intellects have no aim. Their intellects do not go to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Why they remember that lingam of light, or what He gives us, for which we have been remembering Him, doesn't enter the intellect of any human being. Someone who gives you a good thing is remembered. You would remember that one for your whole life. Someone may have given you something worth a few pennies. That give and take goes on all the time. However, if a person is poor, for instance, and someone builds a house for him, or someone helps him with getting his daughter married, he would remember for all his life the one who helped him. He would remember the name and form of that one. So and so built a home for me. Here too, you children understand that the Father is making you into the masters of the world. People neither have knowledge of souls nor of the Supreme Soul. Souls are the subtlest of all. No one knows about this. You can't tell when they enter or leave a body. These are very subtle matters. It is only in a divine vision that you can see vision of one. When people speak of the Brahma element, they have a vision of that. They would see just infinite, constant light. The Brahma element would be seen just as light. However, that is not God as people believe. Earlier, you children had the form of a lingam in your intellects. It is now in your intellects that He is a star. That is the same form as a soul. It cannot be anything else. God too is that same point of light. There is so much praise of Lakshmi and Narayan. What beauty does a soul have? Both those souls and their bodies are pure and satupradhan. They are beautiful and cheerful. A soul is very subtle. It is explained that when a soul becomes dirty, its light is reduced. The aspect of more and less light of a soul is also very subtle. We give the example of a lamp, but a soul is an even tinier star. Someone would see it in a vision, and it would then disappear. You now remember the Father. The Father has shown you His form. You know that by remembering Shiv Baba, your sins are absolved. Although other people remember Shiv, they They don't remember him with this knowledge. They don't know anything. Because of not knowing him, their sins cannot be absolved. They don't know that they can become conquerors of sinful actions by having yoga. Okay, what will happen then? They don't even know that. The father says, by having yoga, you will become conquerors of sinful actions and the dirt of the five vices will be burned away. After you have been given an explanation, you remember him with that happiness. Those people don't know that their sins can be absolved by remembering the Father. The Father now gives you knowledge, but all other people on the path of devotion have blind faith through which they receive temporary happiness. He is invited here. You know that there is no need to call him. Since they don't know him, how could they call him? You have to know the importance, occupation, and virtues of the one you remember. No one has recognition of God, and this is why they don't understand what they have been doing for many births. The Father now sits here and explains this to you. It is also sung in the song, Baba, come and give us knowledge, so that after hearing it, we can relate it to others. Just as the scriptures have as much truth in them as a pinch of salt, in the same way, these songs of the path of devotion have a little bit of truth in them. These songs are of the Father's praise. They call out to the Father, come and tell us this knowledge, and we will then tell others. Come and teach us Raj Yoga, and we will then become Muralidhars. Only those who are Muralidhars are called Jnani souls. You children know that the Father is incorporeal. So, how does he come? You have now understood that souls come from the Supreme Abode. They first have to enter a womb. Souls of all human beings remember the Father, but they don't know anything about his occupation. They simply continue to call out, but he doesn't come. The Father says, I come at my accurate time, when the confluence age begins. When does the confluence age come? When the night comes to an end and the day is to begin. When the confluence age comes, the Father also comes with it. Only at the confluence age does the Father sit here and teach us. Only you Brahmin children know all of these things. The Father sits here and explains to you how he, the incorporeal, comes. No one has ever thought about this. If he came at the end of the Iron Age, then he would come again. He comes at the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. Surely, he would come to perform a task. He would definitely come to purify the world. This is why it is said that he comes to establish the original, eternal deity religion. No one knows how he comes. The Father has to come and create people and teach them Raj Yoga. So, whom would he teach? The deity clan exists at the beginning of the Golden Age. Before them, there is the Brahmin clan. Therefore, he definitely has to enter the body of Brahma and create the Brahmin clan. Brahma is called Prajapita. Where would that Brahma come from? Would he come down from the subtle region, just as they show the incarnation of Vishnu, who came flying on that Garuda, that is, eagle, Vishnu's vehicle? However, Vishnu doesn't have to come here. The dual form of Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan also attained their status by studying this. It is the dual form of Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan who carry out sustenance. However, they don't come down on Garuda. It isn't that the Lakshmi and Narayan souls come down together. First, the Narayan soul comes down, and then the Lakshmi soul comes down. Then, when they get married, they are called Vishnu, the couple form. Radhe and Krishna are truly the dual form of Vishnu. Their childhood also has to be shown. No one else knows these things. The father sits here and explains, when this first one is completing his 84 births, I have to enter him and make him number one again. He must definitely have taken 84 births and reached old age, and so he is named Brahma. I have entered him. You children now understand how and when he creates the human world. No other human beings can have any knowledge of this aspect. When people invent something good, they first go to the government, and then the government helps them to develop more of that item. This knowledge is also the same. First of all, the father came and entered this one. He sat in this one and gave knowledge. At first, there was just a little knowledge, and it has continued to grow. You are listening to such deep things. At first, the knowledge was very light, whereas you now receive very deep knowledge. However, knowledge can only be imbibed by souls when their old, wrong sanskars of devotion are removed from them. It is only when there is yoga that your sins can be absolved and your intellects become pure. At first, when they heard just a little knowledge, they became so intoxicated that they came running here. Then, so many even ran away. Maya also causes distress. The children of Brahma are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This has to be explained very clearly. Otherwise, people become afraid. The father definitely has to take the body of Brahma. He has to be mature. Would he enter the body of a young child? He says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. This one has studied many scriptures and adopted many gurus. Therefore, he would be experienced, would he not? The father says, I come in his stage of retirement. It is only because he has studied the scriptures that he is able to explain. You children now know how Baba comes and changes human beings into deities. That is how he makes the old world new. You are now being made new again. You are studying Raj Yoga in those old bodies, and you will then definitely take new golden aged bodies. You will then be called deities. Maya doesn't exist there. You can explain that you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Brahma is called Prajapita. Everyone will accept this. Everyone believes that God created creation through Adam and Bibi, that is Eve. In the Gita, it says, I make you into the king of kings. I change you from Shudras into Brahmins, give you the nectar of knowledge, and change you from devils into deities. Although this is written, I first bring you into the Brahmin clan from the Shudra clan. Therefore, you can explain that you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Brahma is Prajapita, the father of humanity. In fact, you are also the children of Brahma. Brahmins originate at the confluence age. We Brahmins are studying with Brahma. We look after the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. We sacrifice our vices into this fire. Everything is sacrificed into a sacrificial fire. We don't put other rubbish into this sacrificial fire of Rudra, but we do sacrifice our sins. It isn't that we light a fire, etc. We don't make any sound either. Those people make so much noise when they put offerings into their sacrificial fires. We simply stay in yoga. There is no sound, silence. Your sins are burnt away in the fire of yoga. We sacrifice our five vices into the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra, and so our sins are burnt away in this, the fire of yoga. Saraswati has been remembered as the daughter of Brahma. She is also called Jagadamba. She fulfills all your desires. That Amba then becomes Lakshmi. Many points are explained to the children, but they also have to be imbibed. They can only be imbibed when you stay in yoga, and your sins are also then absolved. If your intellects are not pure, the imperishable jewels of knowledge cannot stay in you. It has been explained to you children that you first of all have to offer bhog to Baba and then eat everything, because he has given everything to you. So you first have to remember him and offer bhog to him. You invoke him. Then it is as though you eat together. Baba is completely pure. We are like natives. When we remember Baba, is it that he sits and eats with us? We cannot call ourselves completely pure. So would he eat with us natives? He simply takes the fragrance. Simply taking the fragrance is not the same as eating. He simply takes the fragrance. Yes, if some good children who have imbibed 75% dharana prepare the food and offer it to Baba, it can be worthy of its fragrance being taken, because Baba is completely pure. It is not the law that he would eat with us impure ones. Would he be able to take that fragrance? Baba says, why should I take that fragrance? I am altruistic. I don't even desire to take any fragrance. I am 100% altruistic. Bhog is taken up above, and then the one with many forms sits and offers it to the deities. The deities desire to eat Brahma Bhojan. So the souls of Baba, Mamma and the deities come from up above and sit and eat. However, they will eat with interest when the one who has prepared it is a yogi. Even deities praise Brahma Bhojan. The father says, I have come to serve you. I am your completely altruistic servant. You may offer me not only 36, but even 108 varieties of food. Devotees offered food, and they distributed and ate it among themselves. God is altruistic, but you still have to offer it to him. Big kings, etc., never take anything in their own hands. There are many types of kings. Some even do take something. Baba had some connection with kings, etc. We offer bhog to Baba, and we want to claim the kingdom from Baba in order to become the masters of the world. He is the bestower. All of these things are subtle. Bhog is not taken anywhere. We just sit here and have visions of paradise. It is as though we disappear from here. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Although the father is altruistic, we definitely have to offer bhog of whatever we prepare. Prepare food with great cleanliness and sit with Baba to eat it. 2. Sacrifice your sins into the sacrificial fire of Rudra with the power of yoga. Don't make any noise. Remain silent. Make your intellect pure with the power of yoga. Blessing, May you be a constant yogi and loved by the Father because of your speciality of being loving and detached. How loved you are by the Father can be seen by how detached you are from everything. If you are a little detached and otherwise caught up with many things, you would then be just as loving. The sign of those who are constantly loving to the Father is their natural remembrance. Something that is loved is naturally and constantly remembered. So, this is someone loved every cycle. How can I forget someone so lovely? I forget the Father when I consider someone or something even lovelier than Him. If I constantly consider the Father to be the loveliest, I will become a constant yogi. Slogan: those who renounce their name, honor, and respect and do unlimited service are the ones who uplift others. Acha, Om Shanti.